Live from the historic parsonage of the 19th century gospel minister George Norcross in downtown Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it's Iron Sharpens Iron. This is a radio platform in which pastors, Christian scholars, and theologians address the burning issues facing the church and the world today. Proverbs chapter 27, verse 17 tells us iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another. Matthew Henry said that in this passage, we are cautioned to take heed with whom we converse and directed to have in view in conversation to make one another wiser and better. It is our hope that this goal will be accomplished over the next 2 hours, and we hope to hear from you, the listener, with your own questions. And now, here's your host, Chris Arnzen.
Good afternoon, Cumberland County, Pennsylvania, Lake City, Florida, and the rest of humanity living on the planet Earth, who are listening via live streaming at ironsharpensironradio.com. This is Chris Arnzen, your host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, wishing you all a happy Friday on this 15th day of May, 2020. And I am thrilled to have back on the program my dear friend, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, who is pastor at Christ Bible Church of Pleasanton, California, founder of First Love Radio, First Love Missions, and First Love Publications. And today we are addressing part 9 of our weekly coronavirus pandemic, pestilence, and panic. What does the Bible say? An update on the coronavirus pandemic, and also providing biblical application on how the body of Christ should be responding to the pandemic. Today, our specific theme is how to maintain the love of Christ in the midst of the pandemic. And our email address, if you'd like to join us on the air with a question, is chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. And as always, give us your first name, your city and state, and your country of residence. If you live outside the USA, only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. And it's my honor and privilege to welcome you back to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, Pastor Joe Jackowitz.
What a blessing it is to be back with you after a couple of weeks' break. And
wasn't it just 1 week? We had Dr. James R. White on last...
Yes. It's been 2 weeks since we've been together. So 1 week, yes.
Okay. And tell our listeners, for the sake of those listeners who haven't heard you on the program, tell them about Christ Bible Church of Pleasanton, California.
Well, our church is about 30 miles east of San Francisco, and we have been established in 1990. So we've been going for just over 30 years, and the Lord's been very gracious to us. We have a very diverse body of believers from all different backgrounds and ethnicities. We're a commuter church spread all over the Bay Area for up to an hour, hour and a half drive. And we have an emphasis on evangelism, on missions, reaching out with the gospel, desire to teach sound doctrine. And we have been, just like everybody else, worshiping together online on Zoom. And we're waiting until the end of the month to see what the state is going to do, the state of California and Governor Gavin Newsom, concerning whether he's going to extend the mandate as has been going on for the next last couple of months any further. So there's a lot of churches in California that have signed a petition and sent it to the governor to allow churches to begin meeting again publicly. So we'll see what happens. But Christ Bible Church is planted right in the middle of all this, just like everyone else is struggling, and other churches across the nation and the world. And we'll see what happens.
And, of course, this program live streams every day on First Love Radio that you founded. Why don't you tell our listeners about that?
First Love Radio started about 3 years ago, and it came out of my experience with Family Radio that I had with them since 1984, when I joined as an employee of Family Radio. And in 2003, about 20 years later, I resigned over some teachings that the founder, Harold Camping, was putting forth. And about 3 years ago, rejoined Family Radio as one of their staff pastors, well, the only staff pastor they have. So, but during my experience with Family Radio, I learned the radio business, got involved in programming, and after I left in 2003, I continued to be involved with various programs, a drive time program in the Bay Area, hosting a program, and in our missionary outreach around the world, I continued to maintain radio outreach as a part of our missions ministry. We would go into different countries for 2 weeks on a short-term mission trip, and we'd have a team of 5 to 10 to 15 people, many of them pastors, and I would train these pastors on doing radio. We would buy airtime on a local radio station, whether it be in Nairobi, Kenya, or Lagos, Nigeria, or in Nepal, or somewhere else, Philippines, and we would broadcast 2 or 3 hours a day, a live call-in Q&A program, and so we continued to do that form of radio. And about 3 years ago, or maybe a little longer, maybe 3.5 years ago, we started an internet online radio station, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, titled First Love Radio, based on Revelation chapter 2, on the importance that our Lord places on maintaining our first love as Christians. And so we have 24-hour programming, as I mentioned. We have a half a dozen or maybe even more, 8 or 10 solid Reformed preachers that are regular features on the station, like Martin Lloyd-Jones, Peter Masters, Al Martin, John Riesinger, and now we have a few new programs. Dr. Robert Cook, who was for many years heard on Family Radio, still is.
From the King's College.
Yes, King's College. So we have that program every day now, which was launched on May 4th. So if you haven't checked out First Love Radio yet, and you're listening to this program through Chris's website, ironsharpensironradio.com, you need to go to firstloveradio.com, which you can also find this program, and I'm sure many of your listeners are hearing us through firstloveradio.org. And check out the new programs. We have a new program that, to my knowledge, no one else is carrying. It is addressing an issue that many, many, many are struggling with today, which is a pornography addiction. And the program is called Pure Life. And the founder of Pure Life Ministries, Steve Gallagher, and his staff, actually his staff has produced this program in conjunction with our staff at First Love Radio, Rich O'Maris and Bobby Hamlin. And it really is a program that reaches into people's hearts and minds and addresses their struggle with pornography and the stubborn problem that it is, and from a conversational counseling and teaching perspective. Pure Life Ministries has their headquarters in Kentucky, and they have a live-in program for men for a year, I believe it is, and they have, I don't know, 50 or 100 men who live in, and they go through the program, and they've enjoyed remarkable success, and they sell a lot of really good publications. And now through First Love Radio and our agreement with them, they've launched a radio program on, and so if you go to firstloveradio.org, the program is on Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. There's two different time periods, so you need to go to the programming schedule on the homepage and check out the time on. I think one program is on 10:30 at night. Another one is on in the late morning. So that's called Pure Life Ministries. And we would appreciate you sharing that program. Listen to it yourself and then share it with perhaps other brothers or sisters that you may know who are struggling with the program. Send them an email and say, hey, tune in, because it's a really good program that addresses this problem from the scripture. And the other program is Truth for Life with Alistair Begg. We also have that on, you'd have to check out the programming schedule for the time, but that program started about a week and a half ago. So we've got him on Monday through Friday. And then we've got about a half a dozen other local church pastors who are not national celebrities or do not have national programs. Their program is pretty much just on First Love Radio, but these are very good teachers and preachers of the Word of God. So we've got a good mix, Chris, of both nationally recognized, even internationally recognized speakers, as well as local pastors of local churches. And then we have other programs with different genres that are on. We have an apologetics program hosted by Dr. Edward Dalcor and Pastor James Tippins. And I think we're going to be looking at another apologetics program. And we've got some really other good programs coming up in the future that we're looking at incorporating, and including more music and other genres.
Well, now tell us something about any updates you have in regard to the coronavirus.
Well, we're up to 86,000 people who have died in the last few months from the virus. That's in the United States alone. At one time, they were talking 60,000 would be the limit. They were prognosticating along those lines at 60,000, but now it's up to 86,000. Fortunately, the curve is starting to flatten, and we're seeing some of the diminishing effects of the virus, especially in Florida and in, I think, Louisiana, two states in particular, or Georgia, Florida and Georgia. And I think, in general, the numbers are diminishing as far as the confirmed cases as well as the deaths. So thank God for that. I know a lot of Christians are praying. I know that we are praying. That is on the prayer meetings that I'm involved in at our church, Christ Bible Church, as well as at Family Radio and others. And I know, being in touch with a number of pastors and believers across the country and around the world, a lot of believers are praying that God would have mercy and eradicate the coronavirus. And we see, I could see the effects of those prayers, that God in His mercy is doing that. But we're not out of the woods yet, as the government has decided to slowly open up business and allow people to have a limited activity in terms of business opening and having contact, not direct contact, but in a public places. And so that's encouraging, but we need to continue to pray that God would have mercy in these areas. I noticed that there's a biopharmaceutical firm in California that claims that they have a coronavirus antibody breakthrough that they discovered that would shield the human body from the coronavirus and flush it out of a person's system within 4 days. Fox News is reporting on that, and so federal health officials are looking into that. So they have a number of potential vaccines that they're trying to develop. The president today unveiled a new team that would be in charge of the development of a coronavirus vaccine and its distribution. There's this well-known doctor around the world who's already developed a number of vaccines. And there's a general, four-star general, in charge of the logistics in distributing that. The president said that they're hoping to have a vaccine available from any one of these potential vaccines by January or early in 2021, maybe February. So that would certainly be on a fast track to getting a vaccine compared to how long it usually takes to develop one for similar viruses. And so that's our update.
Well, you're going to be hearing a commercial for the first time today for Dr. Banu Gadi. He is a pharmacist with a doctorate in pharmacy. He is the owner and operator of three pharmacies in New York, and he's also an elder at New Hyde Park Baptist Church. And he has been witnessing amazing, just incredible breakthroughs with using high doses of vitamin D3 in coronavirus patients, a couple of whom were on their deathbed and completely cured of the virus by going under Dr. Gotti's regimen. And it's been amazing to be discussing these things with him nearly every day. And he's a new sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. And I just thank God for him, and I ask you to pray that Fox News and some other larger outlets will finally start listening to this exciting news and start publicizing it, because it may save lives. It's vitamin D3 is extremely inexpensive, and it's just a simple simple procedure where the I don't know if procedure is the right word, but the simple regimen where for the first week to 2 weeks, the patient takes very high doses of vitamin D3 and then is gradually weaned down to a normal dosage. But it's just, I'm very excited about it.
And his name again is Dr.
Banu, B-H-A-N-U, and his last name is Gadi, G-A-D-D-E.
Okay.
He's from India. And he's now obviously living in New York. And by the way, we do have feedback from your computer or something. Everything I say is being repeated back to me.
Okay, how about now? Is that better?
Let's see. Well, sounds like I am not being repeated, so yes, it's better.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're finished with the updates that you had, but I know that you have a main theme for how to maintain the love of Christ.
Well, I think the need to maintain love in the Christian life transcends any time period, any age. It's a major part of the teachings of the New Testament, the Bible in general, and there are many exhortations for Christians to maintain the love of Christ. The Scripture is very strong and very convicting in this area. It says, "He that does not have the love of Christ is condemned." And so that's a pretty strong statement. You know, it's one thing as in these end times as well to see the diminishing of the love of Christ, as we read in Matthew chapter 24, but also in the situation with the coronavirus, we see that a lot of people have a fear. It's one thing not to succumb to fear and uncertainty and worry, but it's another thing to maintain the love of Christ. And so it's imperative that during this time of great concern internationally, health-wise, and the spread of the coronavirus and people dying around us and the need to keep our perspective, maintain faith in the Lord, we also have to maintain the love of Christ. As Christians, we're being challenged every day to manifest the character of Christ, to reach out with the gospel, to maintain Christian character as a witness to others around us that we may come into contact with. I know that many are not maintaining a lifestyle of contact with people at their jobs and even in their families, because most of us are mandated in the states in which we live to keep socially distant from one another, social distancing, and wearing masks and all of the rest. But we do have contact with people still, and will continue to in an increasing way as the virus diminishes and vaccines are distributed. But the important thing is that we keep up and maintain God's love in this day and age when unbelievers are watching believers more closely than ever before. And so if the changes that took place, many of these changes in society and around the world are going to become the new normal with irreversible effects, how much more should we resist the temptation to change our attitude and behavior because we have a lot of external pressure from us, from the world rather, and from as a result of the virus. And we need to, one thing we need to do is maintain the love of God, because we read, for example, when we talk about maintaining the love of Christ in our lives as Christians, in Ephesians chapter 3, the Apostle Paul has an amazing statement here. He says in verse 14, "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." And so the purpose of this text is for believers to comprehend Christ's love in a full way, in an extended way, in an enlarged way, to seek to reach those heights and depths of the love of Christ. It's a major focus of the sanctification and growth and maturing in the Christian life. And this is the second prayer. It's actually a prayer, this text, Chris. It's the second one that the apostle prays in the book of Ephesians. It's not only scripture, but it's a prayer for the Ephesians that began in chapter 1 and verse 15 by now repeating his request that Christ would be the center of believers' lives. He stated in this mixed metaphor that we're to be rooted like a plant and established or grounded like a building in chapter 1 and verse 17 in the first prayer. And so these participles, being rooted and established, are in the perfect tense, which means it's a past action with continuing results. It could be translated having been rooted and established. And so we are to continue to build upon the love of Christ that we were rooted and established in when you and I became Christians. And so this is very, very important, because the content, summarizing the content of these two prayers in the book of Ephesians in chapter 1 and chapter 3, the apostle is saying that God wants us, not only the Ephesians in the historical context, but all Christians, basically three things. First, the knowledge of Christ, which is the main focus of the first prayer in chapter 1. And secondly, the love of Christ, which is the main focus of the prayer here in chapter 3. And we are to accomplish this by the power of Christ, which is mentioned in both prayers. And so we're exhorted to maintain and grow in the knowledge of Christ and the love of Christ by the power of Christ. And so, pardon me, so I might ask the question, why is the issue of the love of God important? Well, the issue is important because God purposed and designed for his love to dwell in us, to be renewed in us, and to be maintained by us. Love is very, very important to the Lord. And so, because of its importance, we see it flows from God's nature itself. We learn that God's nature is love. He who does not love does not know God, for God is love, 1 John 4:8 says. And then in verse 16, God is love, and he who abides in love abides in Christ and God in him. So if we profess to be partakers of the divine nature and to be Christians, and to have God living inside of us, the scripture clearly teaches that as God is love, his love dwells inside of his people. It's part of our new nature. And love is important in another way, because love is our motivation, which drew us, well, at least most of us, into the faith. As we read in John 3:16, the most famous verse in the Bible, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And so I don't know about you, Chris, but sure, when I heard the gospel, I was convicted of my sin. I repented of my sin by God's grace. But the main drawing element was the love of God. I saw for the first time in my life that Jesus Christ died on the cross because he loved me. And I couldn't get over the fact that he would love such an unworthy sinner as I am. And that's what drew me into the faith. That's what God used mainly, besides the other truths in the gospel. Actually, the two greatest commandments in the Bible, I'll show you about love, I'll talk about love, is that we are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. Jesus says, "You shall love your neighbor as yourself." On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So God elevates these two commandments related to love, loving God and loving one another, above every other commandment, so that if we do not have love for God and love for others, even if we keep all the other commandments, it's worthless, as it were. And so the love of God is extremely important, especially in these end times when it's difficult enough to maintain an outward appearance of being a Christian, let alone being faithful to God in the way of our hearts. But to maintain the love of God in our lives is very, very important. And I think it will become more and more important as the days go by. Christianity is a religion of love, and it's a religion of the Holy Spirit. The presence of both the love of God and the Holy Spirit provide the grounds of assurance of salvation. They just do so much for us as Christians. The love of God ignites adoration, affection, and thanksgiving within our hearts for the Lord himself. To experience his love, to have a sense of it in your heart, to be conscious of it, to know it, is one of the greatest privileges of a Christian. Nothing will stir up gratitude in our hearts. Nothing will prompt a life of self-denial. And nothing will make us so loving to others and so dead to the world as agape love. Agape love is supernatural love, which means God has to provide it and God has to renew it in his people on a regular basis. This is very, very important, especially now when so many people are afraid, they're stressed out, they're worried, all of this worry and fear is taking its toll on them. They need to see believers who are walking in the love of God as an example and as a grounds of encouragement.
Well, we have to go to our first break right now, and if anybody would like to join us on the air with a question of your own for Pastor Joe Jackowitz, our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com. chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Please give us your first name at least, your city and state of residence, and your country of residence if you live outside the USA, and only remain anonymous if your question involves a personal and private matter. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Pastor Joe Jackowitz right after these messages from our sponsors. When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm author Gary DeMar, president of American Vision. and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Dan Lebenick of West Hills Baptist Church in Huntington Station, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Justin Peters of Justin Peters Ministries, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Reverend Buzz Taylor, author of God's Lawsuit, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Dr. William Webster, pastor of Grace Bible Church in Battleground, Washington, founder of the ministry Christian Resources. The NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Ryan Galan of Central Islip Community Church in Central Islip, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brandon Smith of Trinity Reformed Baptist Church in Jackson, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
The coronavirus pandemic has rapidly changed our way of life, bringing so many uncertainties. When will it end? Why do disasters like this happen? How do we deal with anxiety, fear, and the like? Well, join us each Friday on the program Iron Sharpens Iron with your host, Chris Arnzen, and Pastor Joe Jackowitz as they explore God's Word for answers to this and other of life's related issues. Tune in at firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio.org. Each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's Iron Sharpens Iron on firstloveradio.org. Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. To hear what the Bible has to say about pandemics and how we should respond.
Iron Sharpens Iron Radio depends upon the financial support of fine Christian organizations to remain on the air, like the Historical Bible Society. The Historical Bible Society maintains a collection of Christian books, manuscripts, and Bibles of historical significance spanning nearly 1,000 years. The mission of HBS is the preservation and public display of ancient scripture, dissemination of scripture, to provide tools equipping believers in Christian apologetics with evidence for the Bible's reliability, and to introduce Reformation literature and Christian art to a broader audience. Since 2004, HBS has toured schools and churches throughout the Northeast United States, reaching thousands of believers and non-believers alike who are hungry for knowledge of the Bible. HBS's founder, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, is committed to sharing this collection along with an inspirational historical message that will captivate you and your church. Come journey through their website, historicalbiblesociety.org. The collection includes a complete 11th century Bible, an actual page of the Gutenberg Bible from 1455, the first book ever printed, the Geneva Bible, the 1611 King James Bible, and much, much more. Visit historicalbiblesociety.org today. Thank you, Daniel P. Buttafuoco, attorney at law, for your faithful support of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
This is Andrew Rappaport with Striving for Eternity Ministries. Are you cooped up at home? Are you just desiring to use your time wisely? Well, Justin Peters and I got together and realized that our calendars were cleared because of COVID-19. So we decided we would get together and do our Snatch Them from the Flames seminar, home edition. That's right, a free seminar May 30th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to give you a free seminar that you can take at home. We're going to cover the topics of the sufficiency of Scripture, interpreting Scripture, discerning false teachers, identifying false teachers, and then a Q&A. Get all the details at strivingforeternity.org, and there you can go to the online events to register before May 30th, and we'll see you there online in your home.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, Professor of Apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I've been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti. Owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's leesdrugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program. And this is very important, folks. Dr. Gotti has experienced 100% success in every coronavirus patient that he has met, who he has given the regimen of vitamin D3 in massive doses to begin with. And I urge you, if you have family, friends, and loved ones, or if you yourself have the coronavirus, especially if you already have it, but of course anybody at all who is in fear of getting the virus, but especially if you already have it or have a loved one who has it, call 516-354-2000, 516-354-2000, and ask for Banu Gotti, and tell Dr. Banu Gotti that you heard about him and his pharmacies from Chris Arnes on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. We are now back with Pastor Joe Jackowitz, and Pastor Joe Jackowitz is the pastor of Christ Bible Church in Pleasanton, California, and the founder of First Love Radio, and we are discussing how to maintain the love of Christ, and this is in the backdrop of our coronavirus updates, where this is a key factor in being salt and light in the world during this pandemic, how to maintain the love of Christ. If you have a question of your own, our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. And one of the difficulties surrounding this topic, Pastor Joe, is that the biblical definition of love and the biblical expressions of love, although they would often reflect things that your average person who knows nothing about the Bible would expect from someone demonstrating love toward them. It's kind of a universal thing that people recognize love, but there are other elements of a biblical love that are not only foreign to the average understanding of the average person who is lost, but they may be even in great contradiction to what the average person thinks love should contain. For instance, the very gospel itself not only talks about and focuses on Jesus Christ's deep love for sinners, for whom he suffered not only the physical agony and torturous and brutal death on Calvary, but even more agonizing was the propitiation he provided by taking upon himself the wrath of his own Father in order to pay the penalty for the sins of his people. But the gospel, a part of that, is not only telling people about the love of Christ, that he would actually take upon himself human flesh and go on this mission to seek and save that which is lost. That is such a powerful demonstration of love. But a part of that gospel is letting people know why he needed to do that, telling them that they are sinners and that they're heading for hell. And your average person is not going to view that as a very loving thing to say. If you could pick up where I just left off.
Yes, it's because they can't appreciate the love of God until they see themselves as sinners who have offended God by breaking his commandments, until they see that they're unworthy of God's love. They've rebelled against God all of their lives. They have spurned his offers of the gospel, of salvation, of the forgiveness of sins. They've rejected his son. Most people walk around blindly, ignoring these implications of their sin. But once they're convicted of their sins and their eyes are open to the blackness and the vileness and the heinousness of their sin, and they begin to understand how much they've offended a holy God, they begin to change their minds and have a different perspective. They begin to seek God. And as they seek God and as they learn more and more about the gospel, that his son came into the world to save sinners, and they understand that Jesus Christ did not have to do this. He could have let all of us die and go to hell and then the lake of fire and be judged for our sins and so forth. We see that it was the love of God, nothing inside of us, but the pure love of God for sinners that drove Jesus to die on the cross. The highest, the absolutely highest statement and example of love anywhere forever is seen on the cross, when the entire world rejected Christ and the immeasurable, incomparable, unfathomable grace and mercy of God and love of God that was done on by God unilaterally, and in spite of the world's blindness and hatred towards God, we see that this love is a different kind of love than the so-called love that people have for one another. It the love that there's different types of love. The Bible teaches there's eros, which is physical love, sexual love, erotic love. It's where we get the word erotic. Then there's phileo, which means brotherly love. And this love is the love of family members one for another, the love of friends one for another. But these kinds of love, are natural, of this world. But then there's agape love, which is rooted in the power of God. It's supernatural. It's an otherworldly kind of love. It's a love that passes all human understanding. And humans are incapable of experiencing and manifesting agape love, because this love proceeds from God and is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, who was given to us as Christians. And so this love must come from God. And the love of God was intended and designed for Christians to battle against the flesh, to battle against bad motives, to battle against the natural reaction of the flesh, to hate our enemies instead of loving them when they hurt us, to do good to those that despitefully use us instead of returning evil for evil. The love of the agape, supernatural love of God, is the only kind of love that can really accomplish God's purposes for the church as being light and salt in the world. And otherwise, we just will do unto others as they do unto us. And we'll only do good to those that do good to us. So we absolutely need to have the love of God that we experienced at the beginning of our conversion renewed and resupplied over and over and over again, because it is the love of Christ that constrains me in a positive sense in fulfilling all of the commands connected with worship. Otherwise, we're reduced to just going through the motions in religion, just the rituals and liturgy and the ceremonies of religion. We need the love of God to drive our worship. It's the dynamic upon which the Holy Spirit brings out of our hearts when we bow before the throne of grace and worship in adoration of the Lamb of God, in praise and thanksgiving to Him who lives forever, who is worthy of our lives and of every resource and skill and grace that He's given to us. So the love of Christ, the love of God in Christ, is indispensable. You cannot be a Christian. You cannot be a believer without the love of Christ. The importance that God places on love is manifested not only on the cross, but is seen in its indispensable, vital need in the two greatest commandments in the Bible, which cannot be fulfilled, by the way, without agape love. And so when we talk about the love of God and its importance, we're talking about God's love being the motivation for being saved. We see that Christianity, because of agape love, is a religion of love. It is a religion of the Holy Spirit. We see that love ignites worship. It maintains true worship. Nothing will really stir up our hearts in adoration like the love of God. The love of God inspires our service to Him. The Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5, and he suffered so much for the gospel's sake, but he says, for the love of God compels us or constrains us, because we just judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. So the love of God is the motive and the driving force of our service to Him. The love of God honors Christ by paying sincere devotion to Him instead of just superficially paying lip service to Him. It's the love of Christ that reaches the bottom and the core of our hearts, our motives, our desires, and pays sincere, consecrated devotion to Him. And the love of God, all of these things, the Bible teaches, is nothing unusual. It is our reasonable service to love God in this way. If we had 10,000 lifetimes, Chris, to love God with the love He gives us in all of these manifestations and in all of these ways, it would but barely touch the hem of the garment of what we should do in loving God. And so the love of God also is a vital, critical element in maintaining this marriage that the Bible describes, that the church is the bride of Christ and Jesus is the bridegroom. We're in a marriage here, and the marriage is a spiritual one. And it is, can you imagine a marriage without love? No. The Bible uses many metaphors to describe that the church is the bride of Christ. We're in this marriage, and the most important element of maintaining and growing our marriage is the love of God. We absolutely must have the love of God. Jesus told the Pharisees, who were the most religious people of our Lord's day, He says, I know you, that you do not have the love of God in you. He could not pass up the absence of God's love in them because of its vital nature. And in 1 John we read, but whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how does the love of God abide in him? And that's one of the things I think you touched on earlier when you mentioned different forms of love. The expression and manifestation of love is revealed in our works, in our labors, in our service. We see a person who's in need, and we have of this world's goods to help, and we harden our heart, we shut up our heart from that person. How does the love of God abide in him? It doesn't, because love must find its expression in doing something, in showing it. And that's what is one of the effects of the love of God in us. And we read in 2 Thessalonians, the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God. If the Holy Spirit is truly in us, the Spirit of God is always directing and drawing and prodding our hearts into the love of God. In 2 Corinthians 13:14, the famous benediction, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. Yeah, we mention this verse as the one of the important passages that are at the basis of the doctrine of the Trinity. But we often, and we quote it, pastors quote it, I quote it often at the end of our worship services. It's the famous benediction. But the practical implications of this verse are enormous. When we talk about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the communion of the Holy Spirit, we're talking about things that are rooted in this reciprocal, practical, spiritual relationship that we have with God, of which grace, love, and the Holy Spirit are the mix which stirs it all together. We read in 1 John 2, but whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. So love manifests the fact through works and through the right motive and through true agape affection for God that we are the Lord's. We are in him. We're exhorted in Jude 21, keep yourselves in the love of God. So that is a synonym for the title of and theme of this program today, in trying to be and maintain our testimony and witness and our obedience to the Lord concerning the times in which we live during the coronavirus pandemic. We need to maintain the love of God, or we need to keep ourselves in the love of God.
And we have to go to our midway break. This is the longer than normal break, folks, so please be patient. It's because Grace Life Radio requires of us a long break in the middle so that they can air their own public service announcements that are local to Lake City, Florida, where they are located. And while they air their own public service announcements, we air our globally heard commercials. So please use this time wisely. Write down as much of the information that our advertisers provide so you can more frequently and more successfully patronize them, which will mean that they will be happy, and that will mean subsequently, God willing, that they will continue as our advertisers and keep us on the air, because we require the finances that come from our advertisers to exist. So please write down as much of the information as possible that our advertisers provide, and please patronize them as much as you can. And sometimes when it's a church that may be very far away from you that you may never visit, why not even just contact them by email, by a physical letter through snail mail, or by a phone call, and thank them for sponsoring Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. That will probably go a long way if you let them know how grateful you are to them for keeping this show on the air. But of course, as I said, send us your questions for Joe Jackowitz on how to maintain the love of Christ amid the coronavirus pandemic. Our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. We'll be back after these messages from our sponsors. Don't go away.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries and the Dividing Line webcast here. Although God has brought me all over the globe for many years to teach, preach, and debate at numerous venues, some of my very fondest memories are from those precious times of fellowship with Pastor Rich Jensen and the brethren at Hope Reformed Baptist Church, now located at their new beautiful facilities in Coram, Long Island, New York. I've had the privilege of opening God's Word from their pulpit on many occasions, have led youth retreats for them, and have always been thrilled to see their members filling many seats at my New York debates. I do not hesitate to highly recommend Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, to anyone who wants to be accurately taught, discipled, and edified by the Holy Scriptures, and to be surrounded by truly loving and caring brothers and sisters in Christ. I also want to congratulate Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram for the recent appointment of Pastor Rich Jensen's co-elder, Pastor Christopher McDowell. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, that you heard about them from James White on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti, owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's leesdrugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program.
Hi, this is John Sampson, pastor of King's Church in Peoria, Arizona, taking a moment of your day to talk about Chris Arnzen and the Iron Sharpens Iron podcast. I consider Chris a true friend and a man of high integrity. He's a skilled interviewer who's not afraid to ask the big, penetrating questions while always defending the key doctrines of the Christian faith. I've always been happy to point people to this podcast, knowing it's one of the very few safe places on the internet where folk won't be led astray. I believe this podcast needs to be heard far and wide. This is a day of great spiritual compromise, and yet God has raised Chris up for just such a time. And knowing this, it's up to us as members of the body of Christ to stand with such a ministry in prayer and in finances. I'm pleased to do so and would like to ask you to prayerfully consider joining me in supporting Iron Sharpens Iron financially. Would you consider sending either a one-time gift or even becoming a regular monthly partner with this ministry? I know it would be a huge encouragement to Chris if you would. All the details can be found at ironsharpensironradio.com, where you can click support. That's ironsharpensironradio.com.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Pastor Brandon Scalf of Cruciform Bible Church in Indianapolis, Indiana, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chris Hatton of Grace Chapel in Sanford, Florida, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Jack Wilkie, minister of the Forney Church of Christ in Forney, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Mike Wachowski of Westminster Chapel in Ball Ground, Georgia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Steve Cooley of Bethlehem Bible Church in West Boylston, Massachusetts, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Brock Evans from Wading River Baptist Church in Wading River, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Tom Lasser of Crestview Baptist Church in Big Spring, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB and tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
Chris Arnzen, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, announcing a new website with an exciting offer from World Magazine, my trusted source for news from a Christian perspective. Try World Now at no charge for 90 days by going to getworldnow.com. That's getworldnow.com. I rely on World because I trust the reporting. I gain insight from the analysis, and World provides clarity to the news stories that really matter. I believe you'll also find World to be an invaluable resource to better understand critical topics with a depth that's simply not found in other media outlets. Armed with this coverage, World can help you to be a voice of wisdom in your family and your community. This trial includes bi-weekly issues of World Magazine, on-scene reporting from World Radio, and the fully shareable content of World Digital. There's no obligation and no credit card required. Visit GetWorldNow.com today. Also check out World News Group's podcast, The World and Everything in It, at WNG.org/podcast. That's W for World, N for News, G for Group, .org/podcast.
Lynbrook Baptist Church on 225 Earl Avenue in Lynbrook, Long Island, is teaching God's timeless truths in the 21st century.
Our church is far more than a Sunday worship service.
It's a place of learning where the scriptures are studied and the preaching of the gospel is clear and relevant.
It's like a gym where one can exercise their faith through community involvement.
It's like a hospital for wounded souls where one can find compassionate people and healing.
We're a diverse family of all ages,
enthusiastically serving our Lord Jesus Christ
in fellowship, play, and together.
Hi, I'm Pastor Bob Waldeman, and I invite you to come and join us here at Lynbrook Baptist Church and see all that a church can be.
Call Lynbrook Baptist at 516-599-9402. That's 516-599-9402, or visit lynbrookbaptist.org. That's lynbrookbaptist.org.
The coronavirus pandemic has rapidly changed our way of life, bringing so many uncertainties. When will it end? Why do disasters like this happen? How do we deal with anxiety, fear, and the like? Well, join us each Friday on the program Iron Sharpens Iron with your host, Chris Arnzen, and Pastor Joe Jackowitz as they explore God's Word for answers to this and other of life's related issues. Tune in at firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio.org. Each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's Iron Sharpens Iron on firstloveradio.org. Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern, to hear what the Bible has to say about pandemics and how we should respond.
James White of Alpha and Omega Ministries here. If you've watched my Dividing Line webcast often enough, you know I have a great love for getting Bibles and other documents vital to my ministry rebound to preserve and ensure their longevity. And besides that, they feel so good. I'm so delighted I discovered Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding. No radio ad will be long enough to sing their praises sufficiently, but I'll give it a shot. Jeffrey Rice of Post Tenebris Lux is a remarkably gifted craftsman and artisan. All his work is done by hand, from the cutting to the pleating of corners to the perimeter stitching. Jeffrey uses the finest and buttery soft imported leathers in a wide variety of gorgeous colors, like the turquoise goat skin tanned in Italy used for my Nessie Allen 28th edition, with a navy blue goat skin inside liner, and the electric blue goat skin from a French tannery used to rebind a Reformation study Bible I used as a gift. The silver gilding he added on the page edges has a stunning mirror finish resembling highly polished chrome. Jeffrey will customize your rebinding to your specifications and even emboss your logo into the leather, making whatever he rebinds a one-of-a-kind work of art. For more details on Post Tenebris Lux Bible Rebinding, go to PTLBibleRebinding.com. That's PTLBibleRebinding.com.
This is Andrew Rappaport with Striving for Eternity Ministries. Are you cooped up at home? Are you just desiring to use your time wisely? Well, Justin Peters and I got together and realized that our calendars were cleared because of COVID-19. So we decided we would get together and do our Snatch Them from the Flames seminar, home edition. That's right, a free seminar, May 30th, from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. We're going to give you a free seminar that you can take at home. We're going to cover the topics of the sufficiency of Scripture, interpreting Scripture, discerning false teachers, identifying false teachers, and then a Q&A. Get all the details at strivingforeternity.org, and there you can go to the online events to register before May 30th, and we'll see you there online in your home.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnson@gmail.com. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com.
Charles Haddon Spurgeon once said,
"Give yourself unto reading. The man who never reads will never be read. He who never quotes will never be quoted. He who will not use the thoughts of other men's brains proves that he has no brains of his own. You need to read."
Solid Ground Christian Books is a publisher and book distributor who takes these words of the Prince of Preachers to heart. The mission of Solid Ground Christian Books is to bring back treasures of the past to minister to Christians in the present and future. and to publish new titles that address burning issues in the church and the world. Since its beginning in 2001, Solid Ground has been committed to publish God-centered, Christ-exalting books for all ages. We invite you to go treasure hunting at solid-ground-books.com. That's solid-ground-books.com and see what priceless literary gems from the past or present you can unearth from Solid Ground. Solid Ground Christian Books is honored to be a weekly sponsor of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
And don't forget, folks, every time you purchase books from solid-ground-books.com, you are helping Iron Sharpens Iron Radio to remain on the air for a longer future, because Solid Ground Christian Books is a key, a vital, a primary sponsor of this broadcast. We could not exist without their financial help that comes through their advertising, and barring a miracle of God, of course. And obviously you're going to help them to stay in business through your patronage, and you're going to therefore subsequently help us stay in business because of their sponsorship. So please, with all the reasons for giving gifts coming up, got Father's Day in June, you've got graduation gifts, you've got back-to-school gifts, a lot of wedding anniversaries in the spring and summer. You have birthdays. You have bereavement gifts for those who have lost loved ones. Get well soon gifts for somebody who might be at home in bed ill, possibly even due to the coronavirus, or perhaps they're even in the hospital. Whatever the case is, please, when you're purchasing gifts for both Christians and the lost, go to solid-ground-books.com. Solid-ground-books.com. Obviously, you'll be edifying and blessing your Christian loved ones, but you may even lead somebody to eternity eternity with Christ by giving them a gift from Solid Ground Christian Books because of the gospel contained within the pages of many of these books. So go to solid-ground-books.com and tell them that you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Before we return to Joe Jackowitz, we'll just have some important announcements to make. Please, folks, if you really love Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, help us to remain in existence. We lost, and I'm hoping it's just temporary, two of our largest advertisers because their businesses have been so negatively impacted by the coronavirus hysteria. So please help us make up for that. I want to thank all of you out there who have been such a blessing to me financially, who have been responding to my SOSs for help, and these now a regular steady stream of donations are coming in. And as I've been mentioning, I have yet to get her permission to give her name, but there's a woman in Texas who broke all donation records not long ago, just about a week ago, and really blew my mind with the generosity she demonstrated. And I am so glad that this program means that much to her, for her to be that generous. But please go to ironsharpensironradio.com, click support, and then click to donate now. And you could donate by credit or debit card instantly in that fashion. You can also mail in a check to the address that appears on the screen if you prefer snail mail. Make out a check to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio and mail it to the address that you will see on your screen when you click support at Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Please never, ever siphon money away from your regular giving to your local church in order to give to Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, especially during this time of the coronavirus pandemic hysteria, when many churches are being severely impacted negatively financially due to this time that we are now living in. And some churches have even closed their doors permanently. I'm not talking about for the ban on public gathering. I'm saying some have closed their doors permanently. So please don't siphon the money away from your church to give to us, especially during a time like this. And please don't put your family in financial jeopardy. But if you are financially blessed above and beyond your ability to obey those two commands, and you have money that you're saving because you're not going to concerts, you're not going out fine dining, you're not going to Bible conferences, you're not going to the movies, you're not going to Broadway shows, you're not going to your favorite sporting events, so many things that have been interrupted in your life, well, can you use some of that money to help us remain on the air if you love the show and don't want it to go away? Go to IronTruppenZionRadio.com, click support, then click to donate now. Also, folks, if you are not a member of a local Bible-believing church, and you're not even prayerfully looking for one, you are living in disobedience to God, so please try to rectify that. I don't mean to be harsh by that, because I know that there are sensitive areas of how people have been horribly treated and abused in churches. Sometimes folks are in cults, and when they leave, they never want to go to a house of worship again. So I'm not taking those things lightly. But at the same time, there is no reason that qualifies as a legitimate reason to disobey God. And we are to be under the authority of local elders in a church if we are to be obedient Christians. So I can help you find a church, God willing. I have lists of biblically faithful churches all over the world. So send me an email to chrisarnson@gmail.com and put on any church in the subject line. That's also the email address where you can send in a question to Pastor Joe Jackowitz of Christ Bible Church in Pleasanton, California. And right now, we are continuing our Friday coronavirus update with biblical application for the church to follow in light of the pandemic. And today we are specifically highlighting how to maintain the love of Christ amid the coronavirus pandemic. And our email address is chrisarnson@gmail.com. chrisarnson@gmail.com. We have Susan Margaret in Dauphin County, Pennsylvania, as a question for you, Joe. She says, do you have practical advice on how we could best demonstrate love to those whom we know when we are being forbidden from having any physical contact with them at this time?
Well, sure. If you have communication with them through the phone or through email or social media, make sure that you seek the Lord for strength, for grace, for wisdom. Especially the love of God is such a liberating, emancipating gift of God's grace, which He bestows into our hearts. And when the love of God comes in, we see from James 3, it is usually accompanied with the wisdom of God. If I might just look up that passage real quick in James chapter 3, it talks about in verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, demonic. For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But in contrast to that, we read in verse 17, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. So we're not talking about knowledge, we're talking about wisdom. Wisdom in which the Holy Spirit provides. And wisdom is always intermingled with the love of God. And the fruits and effects of the love mingled with wisdom is it's pure, peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy, good fruits. And so it's important as a believer that the love of God is renewed in our hearts, as He promises to do, through the channel of the means of grace. That is Bible reading, Bible meditation, and prayer. And these are responsibilities that are difficult to maintain consistently because the enemy, Satan, is dead set against believers developing a consistent lifestyle of meditation on the Word and prayer, because he knows that if we do that, the Lord works mightily through his Spirit to enlarge and increase the fruit of the Spirit in our lives. And the number one fruit of the Spirit is love. So if you maintain a close walk with God, you will not fall short in the wisdom and love you need to initiate contacts with people through the internet, through email, through social media, telephone. The fear of man will be removed. Any awkwardness and hesitation to reach out will be removed and replaced with thoughts of love, thoughts of courage, thoughts of boldness, intermingled with wisdom. You will be given thoughts about that person's need. There will be an opening up of all kinds of ideas and burdens and thoughts about this person's need. So I would begin my day with a close walk with God in the Word and prayer, and then ask the Lord how he might use you to reach out to this person. And you will find that the wisdom of God, opportunities and open doors will come along. Thoughts will flood your mind and heart where previously your mind was blank and you were reserved in reaching out because you couldn't think about what to talk about. The Holy Spirit will just bring a flood of thoughts and desires that are godly and rooted in the Word of God to reach out to them. So the love is very important. Love is very important to initiate and stimulate this flood of thoughts and biblical godly reasons to reach out.
Great. And let's see, we have an anonymous listener who says, I have been estranged from someone I love very dearly in my family for many years, and I was thinking this would be an ideal time to reach out to this person. Can you give me some of your best advice as a pastor on how to break the ice? And of course, this person's not even really describing in detail why they're estranged or anything, so this may be difficult for you, but anything that you have in mind?
Sure. The estrangement occurred. Both you and the other person are separated from one another. You're not communicating. And whatever the problem is, you can't control the other person. And there's a good amount of hesitation and risk in reaching out to another person without making sure that you have the wisdom of God, you have the open door, you have the godly and correct motives and thoughts that God wants you to have. So what you can control in this situation is yourself. So this is what God requires of us, since we can't control the other person. First, you have to get your own heart right with God. You need to search your heart and identify those areas, those sins, those blockages that are preventing you from maintaining a pure heart, the love of God, the motivation to be able to initiate a conversation with this person. You need to make sure that there's nothing residing within you that is hindering you from doing your part. And so I would make that a matter of prayer, asking God, oh God, search my heart and try me and see if there's any wicked way in me. The Bible says, he who covers his sin shall not prosper, but he who confesses and forsakes them will have mercy. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. So once there is a thorough self-examination and searching of your own heart and a repentance of anything, a confession of anything, and that's a true, deep-rooted repentance of anything in your life that has been the cause for hindering you from reaching out, once all of that is cleansed and purified from your heart, and replaced with the love of God and with a sense of forgiveness. Scripture says that love covers a multitude of sins. So whatever this person has done against you, again, since you can't control them, you need to make sure that you receive the love of God as a cleansing agent, as a purifying agent in removing any resentment or bitterness from your heart, any misunderstanding, you know, and so that you can love this person with agape love in spite of what they've done to you, because you've forgiven them with the forgiveness of Christ. And then after that is done and you've become liberated from what has been holding you back from initiating a communication process that would lead towards reconciling you with this other person, you can pray for the wisdom of God, as we read in James 1. If anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it will be given to him, but let him ask in faith. So you have a promise of God, and since you've already been estranged from this person, there's no absolute crisis that it's something that needs to be done overnight in terms of, you know, just going like gangbusters, like a bull in a china shop. Pray about all these things, get your heart right first, then ask God for wisdom and an open door for you to reach out to them. You're taking a risk. You're making yourself, again, to become vulnerable and open to attack, open to your motives being suspect. Why is this person calling me or contacting me after so long? None of that matters when the love of God is driving this desire in you by the help of the Holy Spirit to reconcile this person. When the love of God fills your heart, you're willing to be trampled upon. You're willing to bear the greater weight of responsibility. You're willing to carry the heavier load. Love bears all things. And so love thinks no evil, 1 Corinthians 13. And so reach out. As the Lord leads you and opens the door, gives you an opportunity, reach out. Send an email. Let the focus of it be totally on you. Don't bring up the fault of the other person. If the Lord is working, you don't have to be a police officer in reminding them of how they hurt you. Just if you've truly forgiven them, let it go. Let it go. Bury it. Don't legalistically feel you've got to have a competition where, you know, you need to get your pound of flesh from this person before you feel better about doing what is right and forgiving and loving. Love is unconditional. We must remember that. Regardless of what they've done to you, if we're to forgive our enemies based on the love of God, it means that the Holy Spirit has provided liberty to forgive without ever again bringing it up again, because the Lord has given you freedom in your heart to let it go first. So the issue is rooted in your heart. Once you're able to let it go, there's freedom, enlargement accompanied with that. So you don't have to get anything in return as a condition before you forgive them and reach out to reconcile. And you need to be really praying about that diligently, frequently, to be able to maintain that attitude and that loving perspective on the whole matter, so that you don't lapse back into a place of weakness and limitation and hesitation in doing the right thing by reaching out to them. So that's what I would do. I would take the initiative. Once God gives you release, once he gives you freedom, once the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death, that law that is holding you back, that is trending towards death, towards lifelessness, towards not doing what you're supposed to do. The Spirit of God gives you freedom to do what is right, even to your own hurt, even if you bear the full burden of the matter on you, even if that other person was mostly wrong and you were mostly right. It doesn't matter who gets the credit, who gets the thanks, who gets it. The thing that matters is you, and you do what's right before God. You are pleasing to God. You follow the example of Jesus Christ, who looked down at the Pharisees from the cross and said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And so that would be my advice.
Great. I have another question that I can ask you, and then you can answer it when we return. when we return from our final break. We have John in Bangor, Maine, who asks, I know that you founded First Love Publications. I was wondering if you could recommend books to give to those who are sick and or dying.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have you answer that when we come back. This is our final break, folks. So if you have a question for Pastor Joe Jackowitz, submit it as soon as you can so you will be assured of getting your question asked and answered on the air before we are out of time. That's chrisarnzen@gmail.com, chrisarnzen@gmail.com. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Iron Sharpens Iron welcomes Solid Rock Remodeling to our family of sponsors. Serving South Central Pennsylvania, Solid Rock Remodeling is focused on discovering, understanding, and exceeding your expectations. They deliver personalized project solutions with exceptional results. Solid Rock Remodeling offers a full range of home renovations, including kitchen and bath remodeling, decks, porches, windows and doors, roof and siding, and more. For a clear, detailed professional estimate, call this trustworthy team of problem solvers who provide superior results that stand the test of time. Call Solid Rock Remodeling at 717-697-1981, 717-697-1981, or visit SolidRockRemodeling.com. That's SolidRockRemodeling.com. Solid Rock Remodeling, bringing new life to your home.
This is Pastor Bill Sasso, Grace Church at Franklin, here in the beautiful state of Tennessee. Our congregation is one of a growing number of churches who love and support Iron Sharpens Iron Radio financially. Grace Church at Franklin is an independent, autonomous body of believers which strives to clearly declare the whole counsel of God as revealed in Scripture through the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. And of course, the end for which we strive is the glory of God. If you live near Franklin, Tennessee, and Franklin is just south of Nashville, maybe 10 minutes, or you are visiting this area, or you have friends and loved ones nearby, we hope you will join us some Lord's Day in worshiping our God and Savior. Please feel free to contact me if you have more questions about Grace Church at Franklin. Our website is gracechurchatfranklin.org. That's gracechurchatfranklin.org. This is Pastor Bill Sasso wishing you all the richest blessings of our Sovereign Lord, God, Savior, and King Jesus Christ, today and always.
The coronavirus pandemic has rapidly changed our way of life, bringing so many uncertainties. When will it end? Why do disasters like this happen? How do we deal with anxiety, fear, and the like? Well, join us each Friday on the program Iron Sharpens Iron with your host, Chris Arnzen, and Pastor Joe Jackowitz as they explore God's Word for answers to this and other of life's related issues. Tune in at firstloveradio.org. That's firstloveradio.org. Each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. That's Iron Sharpens Iron on firstloveradio.org. Fridays, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. To hear what the Bible has to say about pandemics and how we should respond.
As host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio, I frequently get requests from listeners for church recommendations. A church I've been strongly recommending as far back as the 1980s is Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey, pastored by Alan Dunn. Grace Covenant Baptist Church believes it's God's prerogative to determine how He shall be worshipped and how He shall be represented in the world. They believe churches need to turn to the Bible to discover what to include in worship
and how to worship God in spirit and truth. Grace Covenant Baptist Church endeavors to maintain a God-centered focus, reading, preaching, and hearing the Word of God, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Baptism and communion are the scriptural elements of their corporate worship, performed with faith, joy, and sobriety. Discover more about Grace Covenant Baptist Church in Flemington, New Jersey at gcbcnj.squarespace.com. That's gcbcnj.squarespace.com, or call them at 908-996-7654. That's 908-996-7654. Tell Pastor Dunn that you heard about Grace Covenant Baptist Church on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio.
Every day at thousands of community centers, high schools, middle schools, juvenile institutions, coffee shops, and local hangouts, Long Island Youth for Christ staff and volunteers meet with young people who need Jesus. We are rural and urban, and we are always about the message of Jesus. Our mission is to have a noticeable spiritual impact on Long Island, New York, by engaging young people in the lifelong journey of following Christ. Long Island Youth for Christ has been a stalwart bedrock ministry since 1959. We have a world-class staff and a proven track record of bringing consistent love and encouragement to youths in need all over the country and around the world. Help honor our history by becoming a part of our future. Volunteer, donate, pray, or all of the above. For details, call Long Island Youth for Christ at 631-385-8333. That's 631-385-8333. Or visit liyfc.org. That's liyfc.org.
Chris Arnson, host of Iron Sharpens Iron Radio here. I want to tell you about a man I have personally known for many years. His name is Dan Buttafuoco. Dan is a personal injury and medical malpractice lawyer, but not the type that typically comes to mind. Dan cares about people and is a theologian himself. Recently, he wrote a book titled Consider the Evidence for the Bible. Ravi Zacharias wrote the foreword. Dan also has a master's degree in theology. Dan handles serious injury and medical malpractice cases in all 50 states. He represents many Christians in serious injury matters all over the country. Dan is an exceptional trial lawyer. He wrote the test for the National Board of Trial Advocacy. And currently his firm has over 100 cases that have settled for $1 million or more, and in approximately 10 different states. In Illinois, his lawyers had the fourth largest settlement in the state's history. In New York, his case involving a paralyzed police officer made the front page of the Law Journal. If you have a serious personal injury or medical malpractice claim in any state, I recommend that you call Dan. Consultations are free. There is no fee unless you win. Dan Buttafuoco's number is 1-800-669-4878. 1-800-669-4878. Or email me for Dan's contact information at chrisarnson@gmail.com. That's chrisarnson@gmail.com.
I'm Dr. Tony Costa, professor of apologetics and Islam at Toronto Baptist Seminary. I'm thrilled to introduce to you a church where I have been invited to speak and have grown to love, Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, Long Island, New York, pastored by Rich Jensen and Christopher McDowell. It's such a joy to witness and experience fellowship with people of God like the dear saints at Hope Reformed Baptist Church in Coram, who have an intensely passionate desire to continue digging deeper and deeper into the unfathomable riches of Christ in His Holy Word, and to enthusiastically proclaim Christ Jesus the King and His doctrines of sovereign grace in Suffolk County, Long Island, and beyond. I hope you also have the privilege of discovering this precious congregation and receive the blessing of being showered by their love, as I have. For more information on Hope Reformed Baptist Church, go to hopereformedli.net. That's hopereformedli.net. Or call 631-696-5711. That's 631-696-5711. Tell the folks at Hope Reformed Baptist Church of Coram, Long Island, New York, that you heard about them from Tony Costa on Iron Sharpens Iron.
When Iron Sharpens Iron Radio first launched in 2005, the publishers of the New American Standard Bible were among my very first sponsors. It gives me joy knowing that many scholars and pastors in the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio audience have been sticking with or switching to the NASB.
I'm Dr. Joseph Piper, President and Professor of Systematic and Homiletical Theology at Greenville Presbyterian Theological Seminary in Taylor, South Carolina. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Chuck White at the First Trinity Lutheran Church in Tonawanda, New York. And the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Anthony Mathenia of Christ Church in Radford, Virginia, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jesse Miller of Damascus Road Christian Church in Gardnerville, Nevada, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Bruce Bennett of Word of Truth Church in Farmingville, Long Island, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Rodney Brown of Metro Bible Church in Southlake, Texas, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
I'm Pastor Jim Harrison of Red Mills Baptist Church in Mayapack Falls, New York, and the NASB is my Bible of choice.
Here's a great way for your church to help keep Iron Sharpens Iron Radio on the air. Pastors, are your pew Bibles tattered and falling apart? Consider restocking your pews with the NASB. And tell the publishers you heard about them from Chris Arnzen on Iron Sharpens Iron Radio. Go to nasbible.com. That's nasbible.com to place your order. We are excited to announce another new member of the Iron Sharpens Iron Radio advertising family, Banu Gotti. Owner of three New York pharmacies, Lee's Drugs of Floral Park, Long Beach Chemists, and Prescription Center of Long Island in Hempstead. Banu Gotti earned a doctorate in pharmacy degree and is very knowledgeable on the current coronavirus pandemic. Please contact Dr. Gotti so he and his expert staff can give you proper guidance amid all the contradictory confusion we are all hearing in the media. To find the pharmacy nearest you, call 516-354-2000. That's 516-354-2000. Or order online at leesdrugsrx.com. That's leesdrugsrx.com. Don't forget to ask about their discount generic drug program. And remember, folks, this is very urgent. If you have friends, family, or loved ones, or perhaps this involves yourself personally, if any of you are sick with the coronavirus, please contact Dr. Gotti immediately. Don't let any time elapse. Call 516-354-2000. 516-354-2000. He will give you free counsel on how to battle with this coronavirus and cure it through vitamin D3, a very inexpensive product. So please call 516-354-2000, 516-354-2000, if you or anybody that you know is sick with the coronavirus. And he has already helped several people get off their deathbeds when there looked like there was little hope. So he can help you too. Call 516-354-2000. And we are now back with our guest, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, for our final segment of today's show. And our email address is chrisarnzen@gmail.com if you have any questions. And Pastor Joe, the last questioner wanted to know if you had recommendations for books, especially for those who are sick and or dying.
Well, I have a couple of books to recommend. The first one is a booklet, 28-page booklet, which is outstanding. It's one of the best ones I've seen on the topic of sickness, written by J.C. Ryle. It's titled Sickness by J.C. Ryle, R-Y-L-E.
Excellent.
And you can obtain that free of charge from Chapel Library in Pensacola, Florida. Their contact information, first of all, their website. You could probably just order it from their website at
chapellibrary.org.
It's chapel...
chapellibrary.org. I have it right in front of me.
There you go, chapellibrary.org. And their phone number there is 850-438-6666. You can get that contact information from their website as well. And then you want to also inquire about their coronavirus package. Their special of the quarter is that they will send out a package of tracts, booklets, and books to you on the topic of the coronavirus concerning a biblical... the titles will relate to a variety of aspects of the coronavirus.
Wow.
Concerning how, what perspective should you have as a Christian about it. And these are all written by older authors of many years ago, a century or two ago. They'll also have information about sickness and disease and so forth. So there's probably five or six items in there. They'll send that to you free of charge. Ask for their coronavirus package. And then at the firstlovepublications.org website, you want to ask about, you want to go to the website and order A Cordial for Troubled Times by Robert Jones. That's the website is firstlovepublications.org. And the title is A Cordial for Troubled Times by Robert Jones. A Cordial for Troubled Times by Robert Jones. And that's at firstlovepublications.org.
Well, I have a couple of recommendations, too. Banner of Truth has an excellent book by Douglas Taylor, a former employee of Banner of Truth, who has since gone home to be with Christ for eternity. He perished himself from a serious illness. And this is a book, obviously, if you give it to somebody who is just sick and they're not actually dying, you want to make sure that you reassure them you're not dying. I just want you to know that, but this is a wonderful book that might bless you from someone who did pass on into eternity, who is a devout Christian and faithful disciple of Christ. And I Shall Not Die But Live. I Shall Not Die But Live. Banneroftruth.org is where you can get that. And also, our sponsors, Solid Ground Christian Books, solid-ground-books.com, they have a number of things, but one in particular is Living in the Hope of Glory, A Dying Pastor's Farewells. That's by Adolphe Monod. And that's Living in the Hope of Glory. So if you go to solid-ground-books.com, you can type in the search engine, A-D-O-L-P-H-E-M-O-N-O-D. A-D-O-L-P-H-E-M-O-N-O-D. That's Adolphe Monod. And you will be directed right to that book, and I hope it blesses you. Now, before we run out of time, I want you to make sure, Pastor Joe, that you summarize what you most want our listeners to remember, you want most to have etched in their hearts and minds before we go off the air today.
Well, the coronavirus pandemic and all of the suffering and troubles associated with it has challenged the church to maintain our godly lifestyle as well as our witness to the lost, and also our walk with the Lord and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. These are critical times. I mean, every day and every age requires the grace of God for us to be faithful witnesses. But there are especially trying times, crises, events like the coronavirus, which reach down and challenge us as Christians unlike we've been challenged before. So maintaining the love of God in our lives will go so far in helping us maintain a godly lifestyle and be faithful to the Lord. And so let's remember the obstacles to maintaining love, which is unrepentant sin, the distractions of the world, and an undisciplined life. Let's remember the promises of God in Luke 11:13, where God promises, if evil men know how to give good gifts to their children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? And so we need to be careful, because in the midst of all the sins we battle against, and we can grieve the Holy Spirit, who will not leave us because we are sealed by him until the day of redemption. There's always the Holy Spirit interacting with our spirit. He's our ally to keep sin and the world and all of these discouraging things that are happening in this day and age at bay, and he's there to rekindle God's love within our hearts. And this is very, very important to remember. I do have one more book on a different subject, Chris.
Sure.
On a different subject, I have one more book to recommend, and it's published by Reformation Heritage Books. It's called A Night of Weeping, Morning of Joy by Horatius Bonar. Night of Weeping, Morning of Joy. And it describes suffering in general, and certainly much of it is a prescription for those who are struggling with the emotional and physical effects of disease and sickness and illness. Night of Weeping, Morning of Joy by Horatius Bonar, published by Reformation Heritage.
Well, we have another listener, CJ from Lindenhurst, Long Island, New York, wants to know, if you have a loved one who is dying, how do you approach the gospel to them without being unnecessarily terrifying? They know that they are dying, and you want to make sure that they hear the gospel, but at the same time, you don't want to be overly dramatic or frightening to these individuals, especially because family members might be vehemently upset with you and bar you from visiting this person again.
Well, one of the most beautiful things about believing in the sovereignty of God in salvation is that you don't have to feel like you're responsible to manipulate or coerce people into making a decision, or you don't have to bring up all of the elements of the gospel in one sitting. Remember, when we share the gospel, it's important to keep in mind the circumstances. I'm not saying we have any leeway to compromise the Word of God or the gospel, but in a situation like that, where someone is seriously ill, who has a life-threatening illness, who was on his deathbed, the driving key factor in the communication and interaction with that individual is the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember, he is the balm of Gilead. He is the remedy and solution for everything. So I would go in there making sure that you're prayed up, that you've really trusted in God for wisdom and love to be the guiding and directing forces that lead you in the conversation. Another thing besides Christ is you want to be able to have your mind free of any distractions or any weakness, spiritually speaking. You want to make sure that your mind is really open and clear to be directed by the Holy Spirit, who will provide spontaneous wisdom and knowledge and verses of Scripture and thoughts from the gospel, but he will mingle it with wisdom at the moment, and so that as you talk with this person, as you're led by the Spirit and prompted by the Spirit, you will be able to guide the conversation in a way that will share very edifying and encouraging things with that person. So I would just start out by listening. You know, let the person, you know, say hi and let the person explain their situation, and then just start talking to them about, you know, share a few verses from Scripture. You know, would you mind if I shared a verse of Scripture with you and get a positive promise or a verse about Christ, like from Hebrews 2 or Hebrews 4, there are verses there about our Lord Jesus Christ being touched with the feeling of our infirmities. He sympathizes with our weakness. He was tempted in all points as we are without sin. Talk about the fact that you're praying for this individual and that the Lord Jesus is there for us. Bring out positive aspects about our Lord's high priesthood, about his death, and that, you know, that the Lord will hear us, and just lead the conversation in that direction, beginning with positive things about Christ, that we still have hope as long as we're still alive. The Lord Jesus is there to hear our prayer and guide us, and then see what his response is. The Lord may open his heart. The Lord just may melt him. I can't tell you how many times I've met at the hospital bed or bedside of people who were typically hardened in their hearts. They had no interest in the gospel, but God had already done a lot of preparation in their hearts. And I didn't have to say a whole lot. I just listened to them. I brought up some hopeful verses about Christ being there. We didn't get into doctrinal controversies. That's not what it's all about. You don't have to dump on them the whole gospel and bring up a lot of negative things. They probably are already alerted in their minds to, eternity, and they're concerned about their future. Just bring up some thoughts about Christ. See where the conversation goes, and then they may be the one to ask you, what should I be thinking, or how do I know I'm going to heaven, or what about my sins? Are my sins forgiven? And that will allow you, when you see where it goes, to bring up some of these other issues. But you need to be gentle. You need to be compassionate. You need to be loving, and you need to be wise about how the conversation goes. You don't have to beat them over the head with hell and damnation and the lake of fire. If negative things come up naturally and spontaneously in the conversation, especially as prompted by this individual, that'll be your time to say something like, well, yes, we're all sinners. The Bible does talk about this. But God would have prepared his heart already for that, to hear that. So that would be my advice.
And folks, you may not be aware of this if you haven't heard all of my interviews with Pastor Joe Jackowitz, but I'm speaking to somebody who was mercifully and graciously snatched from the jaws of death himself. Pastor Joe Jackowitz just had a very deadly and aggressive form of cancer where he was given less than a 60% chance of survival, and he was cured and healed through chemotherapy and other things, and of course through the prayers of faithful Christians all over the world. So,
yes, amen.
And then if anybody wants to hear his testimony about that, there's actually at least two, maybe more, on that specific issue. You can go to the archives of ironsharpensironradio.com, and where it says Past Shows Podcast, you click on that, and then you type in the search engine Jackowitz, Jacowitz. There's no K in there. It's Jacowitz. Well, thank you so much for being on the program again, Pastor Joe, and I want to remind our listeners once again about your websites for your church and also for First Love Radio. Christ Bible Church of Pleasanton, California can be found at christbiblechurch.org, christbiblechurch.org, and firstloveradio.org, firstloveradio.org. I want to thank everybody who listened. I want to especially thank those who took the time to write in questions. I hope you all have a safe and refreshing and relaxing weekend and God-honoring Lord's Day. And I want you all to always remember for the rest of your lives that Jesus Christ is a far greater Savior than you are a sinner.